I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have John Bogdasarian on the line. He's the founder, president, and CEO over at Promanis, and he also just released a new book called Do the Work Once, Get Paid Forever, How Smart People Invest in Real Estate. Excited to get into that. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I got to say, congrats on releasing the new book. I'm excited to get more into it. I know it's not easy to get a book out there.
No, it took a lot longer than I would have expected. It was a lot more difficult than I would have expected, but especially for someone like me. But it's I'm happy to have it done, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Let's start out, before we get into the book, let's start with your background. How did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so essentially I graduated from college and I didn't really have much of a clear path. So I moved back to Ann Arbor and proceeded to sort of get fired from most of the jobs I tried to get. I'm just not really employable. I think the way my brain works and how I operate, it's very hard for me to sit still. I'm sort of an ADD mindset. So just did not make a very good employee. So I decided I would get my real estate license, and that's basically how I got started, was being a residential real estate agent, bought single-family homes, built a portfolio of those as rental properties, got my CCIM designation, started brokering some commercial deals, saw how that went down, and then started doing some development deals myself. And then things just, you know, snowballed and got bigger from there once I started taking on some investors. I didn't have a tremendous amount of my own capital. I mean, I really didn't have any other than what I was making in real estate. So when I got to larger size deals where you could get good economy of scale, that's where things really started to take off. And that's kind of what our current company has morphed into today.
That's awesome. So there's some people listening that are, you know, they're just graduating college, or maybe they're a year or two out of college and they're considering careers in real estate. What kind of advice would you give them on that?
Yeah, I get an awful lot of our investors have kids coming of age, and I sit and visit with them. They'll ask me to talk to them, and no matter what field they're in or what they're looking to do, my suggestion is to work for knowledge. Don't really worry about the money right away or whatever you're doing being your end career, but learn something from what you're doing. I had a young lady in my office the other day who works for a company that comes into executives' offices and takes your measurements and helps you select your wardrobe. And to be honest with you, I've been meaning to buy a couple suits for the last 3 years, and I just don't get to a store to do it. So anytime I have a function that requires a suit, which is two or three times a year, maybe, I go to put on a suit and it's, you know, 15 years old and it's baggy and it's, and so, you know, I get this call out of the blue. This is what we do. You know, next day she shows up in my office, takes my measurements, young lady, and I just was laughing at sort of the whole process that she was going through. You know, she's got an iPad out, and there's a sales process, right? And then, of course, mm-hmm. they're trying to add on some products and things like that. And that's essentially what I did with real estate. I learned a process for selling and, you know, how to ask questions, how to prospect, how to go out and do whatever. So I inevitably steer towards telling the younger generation to learn a skill, learn something that's applicable to everything, go out, focus, hone it, get very good at it, and then look for the next thing that you want to apply it to. And just continue to constantly do things that challenge you mentally to learn, And then don't worry about everything else takes care of itself. I mean, you wake up one day and you're like, wow, you know, as a former mentor and coach of mine used to say, everyone overestimates what they can do in a year, but underestimates what they can accomplish in a decade, which that was actually Tony Robbins who said that to me, but a long, long time ago. And it's dead true.
Wow, that's awesome. Love that advice. Let's switch it up a bit. Let's get a little bit more into what you're doing at ProManus. So you gave us a little bit of it. Tell me a little bit more about what you're doing.
So today we are we've morphed into a private equity company that focuses solely on real estate investments. So we scour the nation and try and find, right now we did acquisitions for about 10 years when the market was good for acquisitions. We have since morphed out of that. We're selling most of the properties that we own and operate ourselves. And right now we have roughly 9 ground up development deals that we are the exclusive equity provider for. And so what we do is look all across the country for developers and deal sponsors who are out there who have a project that is ready to go and they just don't have the money for it. And they don't really have the time. Typically, they don't have the time to go out and try and find it, you know, piecemeal. Because they've got a contract, let's say, on a piece of property, and it's got to close in 60 days or 30 days or whatever, and they're kind of scrambling. So we look at those opportunities. We put an incredible layer of due diligence over the top of those, and then we provide them with a proposal saying, hey, here you need $13 million of equity. Here's we will write the check. Here's our proposal. Here's what we want in exchange for that. And if they agree to our terms, which 99% of the time they do, then we provide the equity chunk, and our accredited investors that participate in our deals fund that $13 million or some of it. I obviously put my money in the deal too. That's why we're doing it mostly, is so I have a place for my capital, but also the investors that helped us grow and participate alongside us.
That's awesome. Let's get into your book. I'm excited. I know a lot of work goes into putting a book and getting one out. So do the work once, get paid forever, How Smart People Invest in Real Estate. So tell me more about the book, please.
Yeah, so originally that title was sort of meant to say, you know, if you can get your money into, say, an apartment complex and you bought it and you own it now and somebody else manages it and you just keep getting paid on it forever. You know, that was the whole idea about do the work once, get paid forever, and that's sort of the philosophy behind building up your own real estate portfolio. However, what I began to realize was that the conversations I was having with my investors, there's no way. It doesn't make any sense because you have to make too many mistakes, and you know, in order to learn enough to know how to even buy that apartment complex correctly. You can't just go do that off the shelf. It's a whole different level of expertise, and brokers don't have that expertise. They're just there to facilitate transactions. They're not really investment advisors in any meaningful way. And so the conversation I kept having with my accredited investors, especially when they were first going to invest in one of our deals, subsequent investments, they don't really have the same questions anymore. But the questions they were asking of me were sort of focused incorrectly. They were focused on the deal itself. So let's say I sent something out and said, here's an investment in a hotel in Denver, and you can invest in $100,000 increments up to a max of, let's say, $1 million. And then they would ask me all kinds of questions about the hotel. Well, where is it located? Who's the contractor? And no two investors would ask the same questions, but they were all focused on the deal itself. And I would have this conversation with them and say, look, you're asking good questions, but you're asking the wrong questions. You should be asking questions like, who am I? You know, John Bogdasarian, what have I done? What is my track record? why do I think this is a good deal? What do I think the downside is? You know, because let's face it, any development deal, even any acquisition, everything I've ever done in real estate, you experience something that you didn't see, you know, up front. There are always problems or challenges, I should say, that need to be overcome. So if you have a really good deal sponsor or person that you're investing with who is going to show up every day, make sure things are running on schedule, on budget, make sure that, you know, the lender is funding the construction draws, make sure, I mean, there are an infinite number of details. You can't just throw your money at it and hope that it works out. So what we do is kind of provide that layer. And what the book is designed to do is to teach people, accredited investors, doctors, business owners, whatever, people who have the money to invest but don't have the time to learn all the finer points of real estate and don't want to do it themselves. So that's who it's catered towards. It's there to give them the questions and the basic understanding of a private placement memorandum and subscription agreement and some deal structures that make sense and some examples of some that we've seen that don't make sense. And so it's really there to allow them to do the work once and then get paid forever, which is mostly what I say by like how smart investors invest. I have 400 accredited investors. They're all smart people. They're just not all necessarily smart investors. Most of the 400 that are actively participating with us now, I would classify as smart investors. But we've had a bunch along the way that I would say, hey, they're smart people. They're just not really smart investors. They're looking to kind of, you know, cherry pick a great deal as opposed to find a great person to invest with who will do their best and give you 100% effort time and time again and who has a proven track record. That's what I would define as a smart investor. And so the whole thing, the whole idea behind writing this book was to say to people like, you know, my dad and all of the investors I have now that have helped me get where I am and any others out there that want to learn how to do it, here's a formula or a format, I should say, or a guideline as to how you can go out in your community and find people that do what I do and in other industries, find people that do venture capital this way or do, you know, stocks, I guess, this way. You know, there's it's not limited to just real estate. All these things would apply to a lot of things, but it's how I choose to invest when I invest in things other than my own stuff. Of course, 80% of what I have is in all my own deals. That's what people expect me to do. But you know, when I'm investing in things outside of what I do, I'm really investing in the people behind those companies. I'm not really concerned whether or not, you know, this widget is the next, mm-hmm. Apple iPhone. I'm really interested in, is this person, you know, passionate about it? Are they going to stick behind it? Are they going to show up every day? Are they going to, you know, give me the best chance of getting a reasonable rate of return on my dollars?
That's awesome.
Answered more than you needed there, but that's
no, that's awesome. I love it, and it gives a good overview of the book. And what I like about the angle is that you're really going into the nuts and bolts of exactly what the title says, what smart people need to know. So highly educated or accredited investors, or what you know, a lot of different terms, or what everybody needs to know really on educating themselves on that path to investing in real estate or other investments. So John, if somebody wants more information on Promanis or to get your book, where's the best places for them to go?
Well, you can go to promanis.com, which is just Promanas. Promanis rhymes with bananas. The book, I think, is, you know, all over anywhere you can buy books, Amazon, and it's in every channel. So you can just search, do the work once, get paid forever, and it'll pop up. And I'm always happy to, you know, interact with people, answer questions. And you know, ideally, the book leads to or gets in the hands of people who have deals that are looking for money, because, you know, we're looking for deals to put equity into. The other thing I tried to throw in there was a lot of things that would apply to people that aren't even necessarily accredited investors, people that are just, you know, starting out, younger people. There are a lot of little things I put in there that I attribute, you know, my success to, which were mentors that shared with me a lot of things. I you know, a lot of luck along the way, obviously, good timing on stuff. I mean, I've been very, very fortunate. So I was, I tried to put things in there that would be, you know, substantially valuable to people who applied them.
Fantastic. Well, hey, John, really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us more about your journey in Permanis, and also, of course, your new book, Do the Work Once, Get Paid Forever, How Smart People Invest in Real Estate. Everybody listening, go out and grab a copy of that. And to the audience, as always, hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And, John, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.